Talking with a head coach, Ty Stillwell of the Grundy are five girls and boys. We're going to go a little bit shorter on these interviews than usual. We're going to try to wedge these in here to our log between now and 4 o'clock. Got news coming up at 4:15. Little Gilman City boys basketball against Northland Christian on KTTN coming up at 5. And then Trenton Brookfield, a girl, 6:30, boys at 8. Those that broadcast tonight will come to you from the Ketchum Community Center. Let's talk your little girls basketball with Coach Stillwell. Coach, and not the start that you wanted in the HDC. You figured that Mercer would be a tough matchup on Friday, and it was. But I thought the Tri-County result was a little bit of an upset. But they have certainly a good enough team to kind of bite some people every now and then. They got you guys on Tuesday night.
They did. You know, they came in. You know, they hit a couple shots that we didn't expect to fall. And, you know, at the end of the day, they played better, and they turned the ball over less than we did.
What was the ebb and flow of the game like, Coach? Did you have the lead early, or did you come from behind? What was the momentum like over at Jamesport?
They kind of had the momentum most of the game. We were able to fire our way back into it and got it close to being tied at one point in the fourth quarter, and then they ended up pulling away at the last little bit. But, you know, they were ready to go. I thought Tri-County executed very well against us.
Yeah, is your team still kind of battling a little bit? We know that you have good talent on the team, but you're also very young. Did you battle just, you know, kind of the inconsistency of youth a little bit, did you feel like, last week?
It was, yeah. I thought our youth did not step up and play to the caliber they had been playing in the season, which, you know, is ultimately disappointing. You always want to see these young players make strides. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, young kids are going to have setbacks and bad games. So they just kind of learn from it. So, yeah, unfortunately, we had some inconsistency from our younger players. But, you know, we expect them to grow from these games.
Yeah, from Tri-County, because, you know, certainly, as I said, Tri-County got a pretty nice basketball team this year. And they have the ability to beat some people, as they did you guys on Tuesday. Were there positives at all that you took out of the ballgame against Tri-County that you hope to kind of, you know, kind of boost the girls' confidence up a little bit with?
I mean, the biggest positive was I thought we rebounded really well. I didn't think they got a whole bunch of second-chance points, and I thought we was able to get multiple looks on the offensive side. We just weren't able to convert easy buckets.
So you had the shots, they just didn't go in enough.
Yeah, we had shots all around. We had open shots. We had second-chance rebounds. We just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole.
Mercer is one of those, you know, you don't want to discredit Mercer and their talent, because they're a very, very talented basketball team, and they have that tradition rolling up there. When you play Mercer, Coach, how much of a challenge is trying to play up to their level, and how much is it just, you know, getting the girls to forget about, you know, how good the team in red is, and kind of, you know, getting that thought process of, well, it's Mercer, we know it's going to happen, getting that thought out of your girls' heads?
That's a big part of any game. You know, Mercer's have been such a powerhouse on the girls' side for 8 to 12 years. You know, they've just been so good for such a long period of time. So when people see Mercer, I think there's already a little bit of fearfulness there. But, you know, I honestly thought our girls came out and did really well at the start of the game against them.
I tell you what, you know, I'm looking at the schedule this week. You got to practice today. And I know you practice the girls up a little bit and, you know, get them back to the way they're playing in that winning streak against Bevere and Green City. You got a big game coming up at your place tomorrow. So, you know, it didn't go too well getting on the bus on conference, and, you know, a couple of losses have you 0-2. You don't want to go 0-3. And, you know, Winston is much like Tri-County. They're a team that if you don't play well tomorrow night, they're capable of coming to Galton winning. And I'm sure the girls realize that.
Absolutely. I think the HDC girls, there's a mix of teams that on any given night could jump somebody and beat someone that no one really expected to. So, you know, I think when it really comes down to it is we've got to be able to play from the tip and be ready to go. So, yeah, we got a very important day of practice in order to get ready tomorrow against Winston.
We've been spending the day kind of looking at this potential, you know, A, it's snow Thursday, and then B, Thursday and Friday it's cold. So I know it doesn't look real promising to be playing ball at the Ketchum Community Center on Thursday when you have a forecast that looks like that, Coach. You just tell the girls, plan on playing until you don't?
Yeah, that's kind of how we got to go. You know, weather is going to do what it does. So regardless of what happens, we've got to be ready to play. So, you know, if we get a call and say that they're going to cancel it or postpone or whatever they're going to do with it, you know, we got to be ready for that. But, you know, we'd rather be prepared to not have a game than not prepare for a game and then end up having a game.
Yeah, that's very, very true. That would be 10 o'clock on Thursday morning if they play, and that looks very dicey at this point. Good test, though, for the Grundy girls coming up a week after on Thursday the 29th from Holiday Hoops. Scheduled to play Putnam County, the GRC's Lady Midgets, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then East Harrison will be at Grundy R5 on the 3rd. Gilman City at Grundy R5, so some home games coming up in conference play on the 6th of January. Coach, wish you and your wife the happiest of Christmases, and we will talk to you again in the new year. Good luck with the games coming up at Holiday Hoops and with the game against Winston tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thank you.